Here is Jed Wills yesterday when asked, when you going to be back?
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. I don't know when I'll be playing. It's up to the coaches. Maybe this week, maybe next week. It just depends, you know.
Mary Kay said we're not supposed to speculate.
Yeah, well, that's all we're doing is speculating right now because we want to know. We want to get this situation sorted out and figure out, you know, who's going to be out there. What are you thinking right now, Ken?
I don't know, Tone. I have no idea. No idea.
Well,
I wish I could tell you. Yeah. I thought you might have an answer. That's why I asked you.
Oh, no. How could I possibly have an answer right now? Like, what did you think of how they played last week?
Who played last week? The Browns?
Yeah. Well, no. Just personnel-wise. Like, what are we doing?
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What the heck are we playing?
He's frustrated.
Who are we playing this week? Well, if you were to break down, like, for instance, in week one, we thought the offensive line was horrendous,
yeah.
Right? And we thought maybe accordance.
He still got pressured 44% of his dropbacks on Sunday.
Which was amazing to me because I thought in the first half, Watson had time to throw, and I thought the offensive line did a great job in the running game. And this wasn't just the opening scripted plays either.
It's still very early in the season. So you can't, like, I don't care. The old 2020 Watson is not there and he ain't coming back. I'm not doing that. And that's not even a knock. I'm just trying to live in reality.
But he kind of danced around like the 2020 Watson in that
game
when he needed to.
He's still an athlete. It's not like he's rickety and can't move.
That Dallas game had people wondering, like, where the athleticism
was. Because he was terrified. I think he was unsure of what to do with the football. But on Sunday, there were still people. I mean, we get accused of goalpost moving in this town with everybody. Not you and me. I'm saying everybody. All right. If he's pressured 44% of his dropbacks, was it because he was holding on to the ball still too long? Or was it because of the offensive line? That is where people are drawing their line in the sand. And frankly, I don't think people really know because they don't have an identity yet on offense. Mary Kay just said it. They came out in the script at the beginning of the game on Sunday. Did they or did they not look like a classic Stefanski offense?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
They look like a classic to everybody who's watched this team over the last 4 years with Kevin Stefanski going on to year five. It looked like a classic Stefanski offense. I don't think it's ever going to always look like that, but I do think that there should be some protectionism and for Deshaun Watson to hold on to him and make sure that he stays upright or all right and breed some confidence with the guy, for crying out loud. So I thought it was the right move. That's what I thought, but as far as the offensive line's concerned, I thought they played better than what they did in week one against Dallas, because again, it was hard to play worse, just like Deshaun Watson played better than he did against Dallas, because it was hard to play worse, but it was nothing to brag over. 81% QBR, 186 yards, touchdown on the ground. It's a fine enough game.
Mm-hmm.
Fine enough. Kind of forgettable. Kind of, wouldn't you think?
Well, does it matter to you, and I asked you this earlier in the week, but does it matter to you if 2-8 and they fire their coach?
No, I can't take anything from the...
Well, that's what I mean.
Can't glean anything from
it? Because last year, they needed that second half of the Baltimore game so badly because what were the big wins last year for Deshaun Watson? I mean, he was beating Clayton Tune, was it? They're beating Tennessee when Tannehill
Clayton
was about
Tune,
to get
yep.
benched. He didn't beat Pittsburgh. He looked terrible in the Pittsburgh game.
He beat the Colts.
He started what? He played one play in that game?
I mean, no.
He played that series after a pick six.
Counted as a winning start. But
it wasn't
a
pick six, was it? I thought it was just a pick.
He threw a pick.
Yeah, he just threw a pick.
Yeah, right off the bat. But he didn't really have a signature win, and then he came out and played horrifically in the first half against Baltimore. He got him back into that game and had them eventually win that game. So that was great. You want these games. Like, he's not, I'll be honest, people are not going to want to hear this, you know, here locally, but you're not going to get credit over this stretch of games coming up.
That's why I just need him to play fine. Just be a solid quarterback.
They should beat the Giants. They should beat the Raiders. They should beat Washington.
That's what I hate about
this. You're going to be sitting at 4-1, and they're only going to remember nationally that you got drubbed in the opener and got outplayed by Dallas and Dak Prescott. That's all they're going to remember.
We've referenced Nick a couple of times. This is where I really do agree with him. No matter what you say, it's just not good enough for anybody on either side of the Watson issue, because there's the pro Watson. I mean, we just had the call from Jim and Perry, who just came out right out and said he hated the guy. That's a quote. It's never good enough. If I say I'm serious about it, I just need him to be solid over the next month. Build up to Philadelphia. Build up to Baltimore and Cincinnati. Build up to those teams. I just need you to be solid. I don't need you to be a killer out there yet. Oh, that's not what we paid for. Okay, well, I guess you're always going to be miserable. And if I say, well, he's just going to be, if I, well, he's just had a solid game. When's it ever going to be good enough for you? It's good enough for me. They won the game and he was solid. He didn't turn the ball over. That was good enough for me. If he doesn't turn the ball over on Sunday, probably going to win the game. The Giants are terrible offensively. The quarterback is a running back over there. He is not a quarterback. If he doesn't turn the ball over and he plays solid, you're going to win. And they'll probably cover the spread. Would you say 6.5? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lyman has a feeling they're going to boat race him on Sunday. They'll probably cover. And they'll probably, hopefully, we can kind of put our feet up in the fourth quarter. I'd love to write end of notes with like 8 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. That'd be great.
I think our defense is going to suffocate them and give the offense short fields and easy situations and, playing with the lead.
And I'm going to tell you right now, if he goes out and he has the same type of game he had on Sunday, I will be satisfied, Ken. You're never satisfied. I'll be happy, Ken. It's, hey, if he throws for 170 or 186 yards, I think it was, and he has a touchdown through the air, on the ground, whatever, doesn't turn the ball over, fine. That's all I need in this game. We got to get some wins, and we got to start finding an identity. I don't need to find it right now, next week. Doesn't need to happen. I got to take those steps, and I thought last week they took a step.